They are tall, white-skinned, long fingers, no hair, large, round heads, no ears. D. You said there were others that looked human?
J. Yes. They're in a room on tables. They're being monitored, I sense, electronically. There is a screen above each one.
D. Are they conscious?
J. They seem to be unconscious, yet functioning, breathing.
D. Do they look like humans as we know them?
J. Yes. There are six. A lesson in survival. 251.
D. Who is doing the monitoring?
J. The shorter gray beings that were on the smaller ship.
D. Can you tell if these humans on the tables are male or female?
J. Yes. Three men and three women. These are our genetic parents.
D. How do you know that?
J. They are experiments. And their cells are being experimented with. The taller controllers seem to be working as laboratory technicians. They work in a separate room in another part of this ship. I see a panel desk with instruments and fire and water and disks.
D. Are the fire and water contained in something?
J. The fire is coming out of a spigot. And the water flows through tubes.
D. You said there are disks also?
J. Disks on the desk. They look clear. Shallow disks.
D. Can you see what these larger beings are doing?
J. I notice their fingers are active. He made graceful hand motions. They take the disk and put it in this area of the table and run some dials that seems to contain information about what's in the disk.
D. Can you see anything in the disk?
J. Pause. I see a black dot in this disk.
D. Is it very large?
J. No. Pretty small. The size of a pupil.
D. Can you see what they're doing with the water and the fire?
J. With the fire they seem to experiment with different types of liquid.
D. What do you mean?
J. They hold the container with liquid in over the fire, and pass it back and forth across the fire. And they also record. It must be some type of computer.
D. It sounds like a laboratory type setting. I am interested in the human type beings that you saw on the table. Do you know if they are kept that way permanently, or are they allowed to return to consciousness?
252. Legacy from the stars.
J. I sense that they stay unconscious during their stay on this ship.
D. Then they don't stay on the ship the entire time. Can you see where the human cells are taken from?
J. Yes. From the eye. It seems that is the area of the head they are taking their samples from. I don't know if it's from the meat part of the eye or the liquid part.
D. That's what I was wondering, if it was something to do with the eyeball itself, or do you think it is just the fluid?
J. I don't know. I see they are doing something with a sharp object, and depositing something in these discs. Graceful hand motions again, their fingers are so interesting.
D. Why?
J. Because they're so long. Delicate. But they seem to hold an instrument.
Oh, several inches long. And I feel they go into the corner of the eye around the tear duct part by the nose, and deposit what they come out within a clear disc.
D. But you said the instrument is several inches long?
J. Yes.
Long and pointed.
D. I'm thinking of a nail or a pin.
J. A needle.
D. That's small. Then whatever they take out they deposit in the disc.
Then at what stage are these cells put on the smaller ships?
J. After a comfortable stage of growth in the disc. They are developed first within the disc, until they reach the embryo stage. They are put in these containers after the embryo is maybe 1 month in growth size.
D. Then am I correct that the developing embryos are raised on these smaller ships and not the larger ones?
Yes. Is there a reason for that?
J. Possibly.
D. I would think that the larger ship would be safer.
Just conjecture.
J. The small ship is safe.
D. Safer than the larger one?
J. As safe as.
A lesson in survival. D.
J.
D.
J.
D. 253.
J.
D.
J.
D.
J.
D.
J.
D. Do you know why? There is no threat to the smaller ships, or the larger ships. Why do they transfer it to a smaller ship?
observation. I suspect that is their purpose, to observe. Whereas the larger ship probably has other things to do. That would make sense. All right then. I'm going to ask you to move forward, as the embryos are developing within these tubes and are growing to the size that they would be ready to be born, so to speak. Can you see them at that stage?
Yes.
Can you tell me how they are born?
Yes.
The sac they are carried in breaks, and the child inside is just swimming in this liquid. And at that moment the caretakers lift him out of the tube. It just happens spontaneously when it becomes large enough?
Yes.
What do they do with it after they take it out of the tube? They bathe it, in a liquid other than what is in the tube. And feed it. These newborn babies, do they make any noise?
Yes,
because you said the other beings didn't make any sounds. Did they?
No.
What about the larger beings with the long fingers? Did they make any sounds?
Pause.
No. It seems that their motion, hand motions, was nearly musical. Very fluid motions. And I sensed a type of communication in the flow as well as in the telepath.
Yes,
from the motions you're making it looks very graceful. Then it seems that these newborn babies are the only ones that are making any audible sounds?
Yes.
When they're hungry they cry. When they're playful they squeak. Laugh, like babies as we know them. Then they are cared for by these beings. And you saw yourself as a small child. I'm going to count to three and I want you to move ahead to the time that you leave the graft, and tell me how that is accomplished.
1, 2, 3.
The time has arrived for you to leave the craft. What is happening? 254. Legacy from the stars, J. There is an opening in the graft, through one of the rooms, where the side wall has come down into a ramp. I am taken down this ramp by two of the helpers. And they go back on the ship. And the ship leaves. D. About how large are you now?
J. I am a child.
3 or 4 years. D. Were you able to see the outside of the craft?
Yes.
What did it look like?
J.
Shiny.
Metallic.
Much like the floor.
D. What was the shape?
J.
A circle.
D. Like a sphere?
J. It was wider than high.
D. Where did they leave you?
J. They left me by a river.
D. How do you feel about that?
J. Lonesome.
D. Do you understand what happened?
J. No.
There was a sense of companionship with the other five. That is not there. I feel sad.
D. Do you feel frightened, or does it bother you that they left you?
J. Oh. I feel sad. I don't think frightened. It seems that I know what to do. I don't know if it is because of pre-programming or instinct. But the water is good. They put me by the water. I drank some, and it was good. And the plant life. If it's good I eat it, and if it's not I don't.
D. You instinctively know the right type to eat?
J. Yes. Some of it leaves a terrible taste, so I do not eat that.
D. But you're not worried about what's going to happen to you?
No. Only the sad feeling of them going away and leaving you. Is that what you mean?
Yes.
All right then. I want you to move ahead till later in that life, when you have grown and you are an adult of some age. And I want you to look at your life that you lived there. Did you ever see any other beings such as yourself?
No.
What type of creatures did you see? A lesson in survival. 255.
J.
I have animal friends I communicate with. A bird. A wolf, a cat, a fish, and a snake.
D. These are like your companions?
Yes. And you can understand each other?
Yes.
Did you have a certain place where you lived?
J.
Yes. I've lived in a bluff shelter. And also under the stars.
D. Well, you weren't too lonely then if you had your animal friends?
J. No. I never considered myself lonely. I seem to always wonder why there were no others like myself.
D. Did you ever try to find any others like yourself?
J. Oh, I looked around. I had no recollection of the ship when I was on the Earth.
D. You forgot about it?
J. Yes. I didn't know where I came from. It seems my consciousness. Maybe that's when they put me on the Earth, when my consciousness started developing. I don't know.
D. Maybe that was why it was done so young.
So you wouldn't be as apartment to remember? Yes, you had hair on your head. As an adult, is there hair on other parts of your body?
J. Yes.
There is hair on my arms and legs.
D. Is it thick hair or thin hair or what?
J. It's thin hair.
D. Do you have facial hair?
Yes, the climate there where you are living, is it warm or cold or what?
J. Warm.
All the time.
D. Did you ever see any large animals besides your friends?
J. Emphatically, yes.
D. Can you tell me what kind?
I was thinking about dinosaurs or extinct animals.
J. Elephants.
Large elephants.
There was moose.
That was a large animal.
And, oh, there were large water animals.
There was hippopotamus.
And, he seemed to have difficulty finding the names of all of these animals.
He hesitated each time.
256, Legacy from the Stars.
D. Did you ever feel any danger from these animals you lived among?
No, so living there was just really uneventful.
Wasn't it?
J. Uneventful.
D. I mean pretty much the same every day?
J. It was pretty fun.
D. Oh, you liked it?
J. It was pretty fun,
yeah. It was fun learning about other animals and finding out how they lived.
D. So it wasn't all lonely then? You did have friends and it was interesting.
J. Yes, it was fun. I was able to share consciousness with animals.
I had friends, friendly animals that I did this with.
I didn't do it with all.
D. Well, that's very good. Thank you for telling me all these different things. I would like you now to leave that scene, and drift away from these things you have been watching.
I then brought Jack forward to full consciousness, after conditioning him with a keyword to facilitate induction next time. I also gave the suggestion that he would remember some of the details about the ship and be able to reproduce them. When he awakened, he drew the star chart that he saw on a screen on board the craft. A Lesson in Survival, 257. He said the star chart is not exact. There was a central point in the left-hand corner which was either the ship or the home planet. There were seven circles and dotted lines going out from the central point. The placement of the seven circles is not exact. The shape of the exterior of the ship, with ramp coming out of right side. At first I thought that such an experiment would have been a failure since he did not breed to start the propagation of the race. But maybe that wasn't the purpose. Maybe it was just an early experiment to see if a being of this type would be able to survive in this Earth environment, and how he would adapt. As Jack said, the experiment was a success.
Chapter 11, Zib HG / bar / F, X CXWT Baz Tom was a successful freelance magazine writer in his 40s. He wanted to try regression to find answers to the confusion that seemed to fill his life. I agreed to work with him even though I suspected his problems were not caused by past lives, but were brought about by present influences. He had recently gone through a divorce, and was having trouble with his teenage son as a result. He had a charming personality, and was considered quite the ladies' man. Several of my friends found him attractive. This could have been one of the causes of his marriage problems, but if the subject does not bring up personal matters, I don't pry. These things are only discussed if they are related to therapy. We had about 5 sessions altogether in 1990 before he moved out of the area. The first one was mundane, as the pattern usually is in the first session. He wanted to continue to have a few more sessions, even though I did not think we would discover anything important. I did not think he was capable of deep trance. He was too analytical and had too much conscious mind interference. This session surprised me. I used my cloud method, and asked him to go to a life that had importance and relevance to this present lifetime. 258, Evolution is helped along. 259, Tom began to describe a scene. He was standing on a cliff looking down at a stream. As he watched the water flowing away from him, he was aware that he was waiting for someone to come. He suspected it was a woman, probably a lover. He saw that he was a dark-skinned man with black hair, dressed only in a loincloth made out of very soft leather. He said, "I feel very free. I have a young slender body. I guess I must be in my 20s, or early 30s.
It's a good body. While he was waiting, he decided to go down and wet himself in the stream. I know I'm lying here on the bed in my room, but I can feel the cold water on me. It feels great. D, is it a hot day?
T, yes, it is. It's not extremely hot. It's a warm day. And I just piddle around there in the water. The coolness of it feels good all over.
D, well, move ahead until something happens.
T, I can't tell if the woman is there or not. But it's obvious that I'm supposed to meet her there. To make love. We've done it there. We meet there from time to time. She lives with some people not far away. Not really a village. Just some people that live there.
D. Do you live in the same place she does?
T. I stay with her sometimes. Not too much. I travel.
D. Why do you travel?
T. Long pause. Puzzled, I'm a traveler. I'm not carrying anything. I can travel around however I want to, and I seem to be able to get by. I know a lot of people.
D. You mean you don't have to stay in one place?
T. No. I move alone. Different groups of people.
D. Do you have a family?
T. I have other women like this one. I have children with them, but I don't stay anywhere.
D. What about a mother or father?
That type of a family?
T. They're gone.
D. So there is nothing to tie you to a village?
260. Legacy from the stars.
T. No, nothing except. They like for me to come around, because there's something I know, something I can say or do for them. It's just strictly intellectual. I tell them things, figure things out for them. Make it easy for them.
D. See yourself doing whatever that is that you do for these people.
T. I teach them how to make things. Whatever they need to make. I can do it.
D. What type of things?
T. The kinds of things they need to just get by. Tools, weapons, building, whatever. Just help them. I show them how to do things.
D. Where did you learn how to do these things?
Long pause. What are you seeing?
T. Puzzled, trying to understand. Maybe I came here from a long way off.
D. What do you mean?
T. I can't tell where I came from. It's just that I don't know. And I don't know where I learned these things. A lot of it is that I know how to figure things out. And my role is just to go around and show people how to do things. And they're glad to see me come.
D. But no one in their tribe or in their village knew how to do these things? Is that what you mean?
T. Not like I can show them. They do things the old ways. I show them how to do things a better way.
D. That's very helpful for them.
T. It's a comfortable life.
D. See yourself doing one of these things, as an example. Of how you showed someone how to do something better.
T. I can see myself showing some people how to latch some long poles together. They're making the corner of some kind of structure. I don't know what it's for. I'm showing them how to latch them together with some strips of bark, and how to tie the right kind of knots. Simple stuff really.
D. How did they do it before?
Evolution is helped along.
261.
T. Just harvest. These people didn't really know how to make anything. Their things were sloppy, and didn't work very well. And I'm showing them how to get things in order. How to control the materials about them. And just make things work for them.
D. I've always thought that knowledge was handed down in tribes, from one to the other.
T. No. They'll hand this down for a while, and it'll get askew. And somebody else'll have to show them again.
D. Is that the way it works?
T. Yeah. They can't adapt very well.
D. They can't figure it out?
T. Not very well.
D. All right. I want you to see yourself when you were being taught these things. Where did you learn them? And you have the answers. You can see where the knowledge comes from.
T. I got my knowledge in a bright sunny place a long way off. And I don't know how I got from there to where I am.
D. All right. Tell me about the place where you got the knowledge. What does it look like?
T. Surprised, I'll be damned. It's yellow. It's yellow and sandy. I think there's an ocean nearby. It's very flat. And I think I'm probably talking about some aliens. I'm not sure.
I don't think I'm one of them. But I'm not sure about that either. And I can't tell you what they look like. They have big black shiny eyes. They don't look like insects, but they... Confused, I don't know what they look like. D, can you see their faces, or just the eyes? T, the eyes are the only thing I can really focus on right now. These big eyes, black eyes, dark. I don't see any pupils in their eyes. They just seem to be great big dark eyes. Chuckle, they kind of look like sunglasses. That statement was more important than I realized at the time. I was to encounter the same description when I met the being from the future. Chapter 12, 262, Legacy from the Stars. D, and you said you don't look like them? T, no, no, no. These are probably aliens. I look like a human. I might be mixed lineage. I don't know. I know that the children I father are probably going to have a lot easier time than the other ones. D, how do you feel about talking with these beings? T, I feel as though I'm being manipulated a little bit, but they seem benevolent. I guess it's okay. I'm not really sure why they're doing this. D, can you ask them? T, pause, I can ask them, but I can't get a straight answer. D, what do they say? T, a lot of mishmash about they want to help us, and they like us, and such things as that. And it could be right, but I don't really accept it. But I don't examine it too closely. I think they probably are able to suppress my questions. D, but it's not bothering you to talk to them? T, no. They don't know how to do these things that they're showing me how to do. D, they don't? T, surprised, no. But some way or another they're getting me to figure out how to do the things that need to be done. They don't know what needs to be done, but they can make me able to figure out how to do it. And then after I learn, I go tell all the people. D, how are they showing you these things? Are they talking to you or what? T, I think they have some kind of telepathy that they use. I can't visualize them talking to me. I can visualize them around watching me do whatever it is they're showing me how to do. D, are you actually doing it, or just seeing it in your mind how to do these things when you're with them? Evolution is helped along. 263. T, it could be that I'm just seeing it in my mind, because there's nothing around there. It's just plain yellow. There's nothing there. D, do you feel like you've been there more than this one time? T, I don't know. I don't know. I don't even know where it is. It's just some flat yellow place. I feel like there's water nearby. D, you said you had a feeling you might be mixed lineage? What did you mean by that? T, yeah. I may be involved in some kind of genetic experiment. D, where is that information coming from? T, I have a better mind and a better body than most of the other people. By the time they grow up, they're ruined. D, from the climate or what? T, just ignorance. D, not knowing how to take care of themselves, you mean? T, yeah. They're not very good in the first place, most of them. D, is that what you meant, that your children will be better? Yeah, all right. I'm going to count to three, and I want you to see how you got to this place where they are teaching you these things. How you arrived there. 1, 2, 3, how did you come to this yellow place? Long pause, what are you seeing? T, I can't be sure how I got there. D, what do you see? T, it's in the Mediterranean somewhere. I don't have any way to get there. D, what do you mean? T, it's in a completely other part of the world. I want to tell you that they're taking me there in some kind of a ship or craft or something, but I can't. I guess I just don't want to answer that question, because I'm afraid I'm making stuff up. I don't know how they got me there. D, that's all right. Just trust the answers that come. T, something fast. I feel there are people there that have been in contact with these. I'm going to say aliens. I don't. 264, Legacy from the Stars. D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, D, T, know if they're aliens or not. I'm not sure. The whole thing's ridiculous, but it's entertaining, if nothing else. Something to call them anyway. I feel it's somewhere around the Mediterranean. And there are people there that have been in contact with these aliens. And I don't know why they got me involved. But those people are like I am. They have good bodies, they're smart. And when I go out into the jungle, those people are squat and fat and dirty. And not very smart. And I kind of go between the one and the other. Pleasantly surprised, and that's the answer that I'm looking for. What? I think I'm kind of a link between one group and another group. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah. Not on any grand scale. I'm not somebody that's a big heavy-duty interpreter for the aliens, or anything like that. I think I've had a role, and it just clicked. This is probably more conscious than unconscious, but it's kind of an epitome that I'm suited for a role of transporting ideas and knowledge from one group to another. I feel like that particular little epitome is going to help me at what I'm doing here.
And this is what you think you're best able to do, is be the connection between the two?
Yeah. That's why I'm writing. To transfer ideas. The main thing is, if it makes sense to you and helps you to understand things. It hooks together some long-standing fascinations that I've had. That's why I have to suspect whether or not it's an authentic regression into another life. It may be and it may not be. But I think it probably is.
What type of fascinations do you mean?
Thomas has always been fascinated with Phoenicians and Egyptians and Babylonians and South American Indians. And this existence that I'm describing to you, does have a role in all those places and times. Evolution is helped along. 265 D. Did you also live in those other times?
T. I want to say that I did, but I've been fascinated with those times and those places and those peoples, and I've studied about them. So I know enough to say most of the things that I'm saying without having actually been more than just mildly hypnotized. And the alien thing, I probably read enough about them. That could be a product of reading too.
D. Yes. But that's the conscious mind trying to analyze.
T. Why don't you send him out for beer or something?
D. Chuckle. That's it.
We'll tell the conscious mind to sit over there and talk all it wants, and you're not going to listen to it. But let's go back to that scene, that you said was somewhere in the Mediterranean. And you had the feeling you were moving very fast. Tell me what the surroundings are like when you're moving very fast.
T. I want to tell you that it's some kind of a flying craft, but I don't entirely trust that.
D. That's all right. Let your subconscious give you the answers. We will not analyze at this time. We'll do that later. What do you see around you?
T. Just dark, subdued, kind of gray inside this machine.
D. Any windows?
T. In the front, but not back where I am.
D. Does it have the feeling of being large or small?
T. Small. Not very big. Kind of a shuttle.
D. Are you alone, or is there someone with you?
T. I think there are two aliens operating it. And I can't tell if there are any other humans in it or not.
I don't think so. I'm riding in the back. It's some kind of a shuttlecraft that they use.
D. Let's move ahead, and see where the shuttle is taking you. The answers are there. Trust them.
T. Well, I see it going up to a larger craft. It doesn't come down to the earth.
D. How does it enter? Or does it enter?
T. Pause. I can't tell.
266. Legacy from the stars.
D. All right. But do you think that's how you get to the place where the knowledge is given to you?
T. I don't think they're taking me any place else. They're taking me inside this large craft. And maybe that's where it's yellow.
I don't know. I don't think so though. I can't tell. I feel like they do something to keep me from being able to tell exactly.
D. That's all right. You don't want to fight that. Maybe it's for your protection.
But you said they give you knowledge, and then you are returned. How are you returned to the place where you have been living?
T. They fly me back down in the shuttle. And drop me off.
D. Then you just wander from group to group?
T. The people in the villages know I'm not like them. They know there are other people like me. They've talked with other people before. They don't know about the aliens.
D. Is that why they're not afraid of you?
T. Yeah, they've been helped for a long time.
D, so they just accept the help. T, yeah.